Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Previously on Operation Firewall, you all woke up in the quiet morning haze of Littleville. But the calm didn't last. Daniel stirred the group early, hoping to fix a car at Jimmy's, but the timing was off and priorities scattered. While you were out, Vincent wandered out alone looking for his dog Rhonda and ran into Ramona, a worried mother afraid to leave town without her son Jorge, who'd fallen under Father Marcos's influence. She confided that while Littleville's dying, it's still her home and her son's mind might already be gone. Daniel found a small cafe and met Daisy, who shared her own fear, trapped without a working vehicle, too scared of Marcos and the town's silent watchers to speak up. She pleaded for help silently, hinting at something darker beneath the surface in this town. Meanwhile, Jimmy, the mechanic, revealed the truth to Elias about Vincent's car trouble. A cleanly cut wire. Sabotage? He offered a discount on the costly repairs if you'd go speak to Father Marcos, a man of the town who was a good judge of character. Just a quick conversation, he said, a formality. At the church, you found rows of neurocasters waiting. Father Marcos welcomed you calmly until you refused to put them on. Then everything changed. His smile vanished, rage erupted from him. He cursed you out, banishing you from the church. Vincent, exhausted and outside, had dozed off against a tree. The rest of you headed outside and dragged him up, shaken by Marcos's sudden shift. And while trying to make sense of what had just happened, the rumble of approaching engines echoes down the road. And now, the air is thick with tension. The adrenaline from Father Marcos's outburst still coursing through your veins. Vincent is groggy, but on his feet now, the group of you a tight, nervous knot. The rumble of engines closing in, they're coming fast, and there's precious little time. Your car is still crippled at Jimmy's. Other vehicles are parked nearby, and at least one seems to be working. What do you do?
Just to clarify, we have left Elias working on that car, right?
That was the decision. I remember you guys saying, you'll go get Vincent. I'll go start getting that car going, if possible.
Yanking Vincent along. sort of in a scramble, making sure Rhonda's following along as well. I'm really sorry about this. Plan A's fucked. We can't do B. We've had to go to Plan C.
What's Plan C?
Plan C is, forget about your car, we've got a new one. Elias is hot wiring it now. Move now! And she hauls you forward.
At least make sure Rhonda gets in. kind of try to keep up pace with you two. And
so the cars and just the sound of engines closing in, this car is locked.
Elias has a couple of tools with him. Not necessarily like the best tool to open this driver's side door, but he does have some smaller tools and knows a thing or two about having to pop it in. Just pop like some leverage in between the door and the car itself and is going to try to force it open. Understanding the urgency of everything.
So that's going to be a wits roll from you. You're trying to break into this car. That's step one.
That is one single success.
So, you got one success. You're able to jimmy, at least open the car door. Was it the driver's side you're on? My next guess is that you're trying to hotwire this car.
Yes, I'm immediately unlocking all the other doors so that everyone can get inside. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even getting into the driver's seat. I'm just like awkwardly on my back on the underneath, like where the car, like where the driver would put their feet. And I'm like going into the inside of the driver's panel.
Here's what's happening. Hotwiring takes a stretch of time. That's 5 to 10 minutes. You don't have 5 to 10 minutes. You hear the engines getting closer and closer. You guys can still try to get in the car, but you would just be sitting ducks at this point as they are getting... They're going to be on you in seconds.
There's no, like, spare key hiding in the glove compartment above the dash. Underneath one of the seats is no...
There's no spare key that you can see.
Emma Jane's, like, kneeled, like, in the seat. She sort of calls down to Elias. You want me to try and buy some time? Like, talk him down or something?
It's just gonna take me a moment here. I don't got everything with me, but we can do that, or we can just hoof it over to Jimmy's and just take his car. But that,
hoof it to Jimmy's. All in favor of hoofing to Jimmy's, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Hoof it to Jimmy's. Go.
Hoof it to Jimmy's.
Go.
All right, let's go.
Move. And she like starts like moving over to the other side.
Vincent will scoop down, pick up Rhonda because he's not confident she's gonna keep up, so he'll run behind.
So you guys are all running over to Jimmy's. You're trying to get there as fast as you can. People are in vehicles. Eventually, they catch up to you guys running to Jimmy's. Are you just running like in the side of the on the sidewalks, on the pavement, or how are you trying to get there? Because that will determine you guys. I'll let you know right now. You are officially in a chase scene. They are behind you. You tell me how you're trying to get to Jimmy's.
I would, at least for Vincent, I know he'd go across East Main Street and kind of through that gas station and try to put buildings between him and the other cars as he's heading to the auto repair shop.
Yeah, any way we can obfuscate ourselves from being seen perfectly or to force them to have to turn into a different street to even get near us. Because I think going straight on the street, they could, if they really wanted to, run us down. So...
Okay, so I need agility rolls between all of you. You guys are the prey, and Jimmy and his boys are the pursuer, so they will roll next. So I need you guys to roll agility one at a time. We'll start with Vincent. And you are, if you're holding Rhonda like you said, it's a -2 agility.
All right.
Oh, no.
Let me see.
Uh-oh. You got this, Vincent. Who needs dice?
So even though he's breathing heavily and Rhonda's kind of struggling in his arms, he holds her tight and gets one success. So he's kind of panning a bit as he turns a corner.
Okay, Vincent is able to do it. Daniel.
Agility roll on 4 dice. That's 0 successes. So Daniel's like lagging behind, not in cardio shape.
You could push it.
Oh, right. I forgot about pushing again. We're going to do it.
Oh, no.
Even on a push, that is 0 successes. I don't think there's any failures, though.
No failures, but you don't get ahead. So you need to get into extreme range in order to be successful in this chase. So Vincent was able to get ahead by 1. So you started off short.
Okay.
He's now in medium. Daniel, you're still in short, so I need Emma Jane to go.
Okie dokie. That's 2 successes.
What?
2 failures as Emma well. Emma Jane. Whoa.
Already ready to bug out.
Emma Jane, you rolled... Emma Jane, you rolled 2. You are in long.
I picture it.
You, like, run past... How does it look? Because you're running past Vincent and the dog.
I picture... Hears the cars revving, immediately just begins to outpace everyone. But like as she does it, as soon as she's like as far out of range, she just immediately begins throwing up to the side because she's obviously like coming down as well. And she's like obviously really dehydrated. She's like malnourished. And she's like sort of like throwing up. She's like spittle, sort of like snot as well. Like she's so unwell. Like she's obviously suffering to like account for the 2 failures. So she is ahead, but she is suffering for it.
Elias.
All right. That is a single success, Elias. He's used to being in this kind of heat, as far as like in the summer, but he's running. He's a morning person, so he's not lagging behind. But he does notice that Daniel's lagging behind. He's like, put the pedal to the metal. Come on.
They see you guys. You guys aren't on the sidewalk, right? You're just trying to like dodge through backyards,
yeah.
Houses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very
fences.
Yeah. It's
very Ferris Bueller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Ferris Bueller-esque. So because of that, Jimmy can't, and those cars following you guys can't, they're going to roll their agility to see if they can get closer to you guys. But they're driving. You hear the cars screech to a halt and then car doors slam as they hop out and start to run after you guys too. So now it's their agility versus yours and to see how close they get to you. So now they're rolling, Jimmy and the boys are rolling as well. So let's see. I'm gonna roll for Jimmy. One success. So I'm gonna say Jimmy is going to, he's not gonna go to medium range. He's at short, he has caught up to you, Daniel. So Jimmy is on you, but he directs everybody. He says, get the rest of them now. And like two other guys, like you see like one young kid who looks a little bit nervous versus the rest, and they are running after the rest.
Oh my God.
So I'm gonna roll for them as well.
Not the boys.
Ooh. Ooh. And that is no successes. So they are still slow. I think they're like too thick. Thighs aren't going over over certain like bushes. You guys are kind of, and even like Vincent with Rhonda is like more deft and can get over certain gates and stuff like that. So they rolled. Daniel, you are kind of like, you're no longer in a chasing. You are in hand-to-hand combat with Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And Jimmy says, well, look what we have here. Thought you could waltz into our town and disrespect the father and then just leave? And he's, like, breathing hard and intense eyes looking at you.
Sir, we're just passing through, just trying to get out of town. We don't want any trouble.
Father Marcos offered you salvation, a place in the light, and you spat in his face. You spat on Littleville.
There was no spitting that was happening in that church. We just want to get the fuck out of here. We don't want any of this, anything going on in here.
You ain't going anywhere. You either see the light one way or another, or you ain't leaving Littleville breathing. And he pulls out a gun out of his back. You make the choice now, mister.
Stopping any sort of movement and putting his hands up into the air. All you want is for me to put on that damn headset, is that right?
Yes.
All right. I'll do it. And I start to put my hands down, and I'm going to try to knock the gun out of his hands.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Let's go.
Okay, I see how it is. You know, whatever. That could work. So you are going to, you can have one action and one move. So what move are you going to take, and then what action are you going to take?
Ooh. Well, if I can do, as an action, try to knock the gun out of his hands. If I'm successful, I want to try to just book it away from him. That's the plan, anyway.
Okay, let's make it happen.
Let's see. Oh, no. That was on four dice. That was zero successes. I'm going to try to push the roll. I want to get away from this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh. One success in there.
Oh, yeah.
On the second roll, you got one failure, so you lose one hope. But you also got one success. So you're going up against, it's kind of like a contested roll against Jimmy. So he's going to do like strength to, because you're trying to kind of wrestle the gun out of his hands, right?
Yes. Yeah. Get it away from him for sure.
Okay. So he's going to do, oh, snap. Okay. So I just saw his strength. So he's going to roll strength. If he gets one success, it'll be 1-1. And then you'll have to roll again. But if he gets more successes than you, you're not able to wrestle it out of his hands.
I'm sure Jimmy's super weak. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So I'm going to roll for him, and we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
That's hey! Combat rule works in our favor for okay. once.
Well, their reactions.
I had a rant locked up and ready to go as well. It was locked and loaded.
A rant.
About how much I hate combat rules.
So lucky.
I rolled no successes for Jimmy. You're able to get the gun out of his hands. And we cut back to everybody else is running away. We're going to go.
I love it.
We're going to cut back to you. Vincent, you have your dog. Rhonda, you're trying to get to extreme range. Once you're at extreme range, you are at Jimmy's shop. Okay?
Gotcha.
So go ahead.
All right. One success. He kind of has a trouble with a fence gate, but he quickly kind of shoulders it open and keeps running through with just that one success.
Okay. Amazing. You are now in a long range zone, okay? Outdoors. So next is Emma Jane.
Okie dokie. Oh, one success. Into extreme.
Hey.
So like as she makes it like into Jimmy's yard, she immediately, if she can, starts like taking her rucksack off and starts trying to like throw it into like her seat into the car sort of thing as she waits for the others.
So here's the thing, Emma Jane.
Oh no.
Jimmy's car is not there. He was driving it to go find you guys. It's parked on the side of the road. He got out to chase you guys.
So it's not there.
You notice that immediately.
She sees it's not there. She kind of slows to a stop. Are there any cars there?
And we cut to Elias. Go ahead and roll.
Alrighty. This plan's going great. That is one single success, as Elias, I think, would be running faster, but he's waiting to see like that Daniel's keeping up.
You have made it to long range. So you guys are getting away. Like currently, the goons, Jimmy's goons, are at short range versus your long range. So they're quite far away from you guys. But they're trying to. It depends on how many successes they get. So I'm gonna roll for them again to see how close they get to you guys. As Vincent and Elias are almost at Jimmy's to see the same result as Emma Jane. Whatever.
How many successes did you roll, my ear?
Let me see. Sorry. Let me clear my eyes.
We gotta go to the casino.
Okay, well, that's zero. That's zero successes. So they stay short range. I think they're just like caught in a bush right now. Daniel, you have gotten the gun out of Jimmy's hands. And he goes, okay there, friend. His hands go up.
My hand shaking with the gun in them, but pointing it at Jimmy. And just so I understand, this is Jimmy who was at the shop, right?
Okay. Yep.
I'll keep the gun pointed at him and say, like I said, we are trying to get out of Littleville. Why don't you leave your vehicle right there? We'll be taking that. Or I'll be taking that.
He says, friend, I'm not the only one in this town. And he whistles. Loud whistle. And the guys that are in that aren't able to catch up to these two, you see that they were stuck in a nearby bush. And they get out. They like lumber out. And they're behind you. He says, this doesn't have to turn bloody, friend. And you see them, they're walking up. Also, weapons at their side.
I'm going to try to turn profile so I can see both Jimmy and his thugs and just kind of like turn my head in their direction a little bit. Gun still pointed at Jimmy, saying, stop right there. If you don't want Jimmy to get hurt, stay where you're at. I'm going to be walking away from this.
And they have their guns on, just like on their, they have their hand on their guns on their hip. They're like looking at Jimmy nervously.
What's it going to be,
Jimmy?
Jimmy
goes, I'm willing to die for the cause. Shoot him! And
oh my God.
Those two guys are going to whip out their guns and aim at you. So it's going to be their action, okay?
Uh-oh.
And then you can have a reaction, but it does take away your next action, which Meg hates.
For sure.
So it's up to you if you would like to react.
Oh, react to them. You said they're shooting.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. You can choose to take the hit or fight back.
I will.
It's like an opposed. You can take the hit, which is like, I'll take the damage, or that could be one reaction, or you can fight back, which is an action where you also try to take your action, like and shoot or something like that, but you cost your next turn.
Okay. I think what I want to do, I think I'm not interested in fighting back against these guys. I want to try, if Jimmy's vehicle is close, I want to try to get to Jimmy's vehicle. So if I have to, I'll take the hit so that I can run to Jimmy's vehicle. Oh no.
Awful.
That is one success. But because of the extra damage from the gun, you take 3 damage.
Daniel has 3 health.
Daniel is down. One of them shoots at you, gets you right in the neck, and just like a splurge of blood as you, what do you do as you feel that pain, like that hot pain of the bullet as it goes not through your neck, but it's at least like it skims it pretty bad. A lot of blood is coming out.
Daniel immediately drops the gun to the ground, puts one hand on his neck, kind of stumbling the car, Jimmy's car right in front of him, but stumbling down to one knee, vision getting blurry, grabs into his pocket, trying to pull something out, and fumbles, kind of like dropping this keychain to the ground, the little droid head, the blue head with the hat and the mustache, his daughter's favorite droid. And he, like seeing that, kind of says, they'll get it figured out for you, Jules. Falls to the ground.
Jimmy. He goes, that'll teach you to mess with little veal. He takes his gun back, and then he starts to walk back to his car. He says, come on. We still got time to find the others. One of the guys walks up to your body. He goes, what was that thing he was reaching for, though, boss? He reached down to pick it up. Oh. Puts it in his jean pocket and walks off.
Vile.
Cut back to Emma Jane. Jimmy's car is not there.
She'll like run up to the office window and start sort of like banging on the door. I don't know if it's locked or...
You, as you're banging, you feel the door. It's not locked. You feel the door open.
Immediately like throw it open. Yo, anyone here?
Empty.
Is there like a back office? Or is it all sort of like open plan?
It's kind of open plan. It's just one side office, and that's where you're at. His office isn't... As soon as you open the door, it's kind of his office area.
It's just...
Like reception, that's where all the paperwork and the, you know...
She'll start sort of, like, looking in his office-y bit for, like, other keys to other cars.
Okay, we're going to go back to Vincent. You still need to get to Extreme.
All right. So as he's running around, I think he hesitates a bit when he hears that gunshot. And so, like, as he's about to climb over the fence, put Rhonda over, he gets Rhonda over,
But he kind of just stops as he just is kind of shocked that now there's gunfire involved and not entirely sure. But zero successes, so he hasn't moved from long range. He's kind of trying to ascertain what went down, because he heard two shots and nothing else.
And as a reminder, because I think maybe movies have like desensitized us, but like gunshots are extremely loud. Just like they sound like bombs or just it's so, so loud. So you guys definitely all heard this. Emma Jane as well. It's like you're banging on the door and like a loud explosion sound. Bye. Yeah.
I'll react on my next turn.
No, you're good. You're good. But yes.
Yeah.
So no successes for Vincent to get ahead? Did you push?
He wants to hold off on that because he kind of looks back. He sees Elias off to the side, but he doesn't see Daniel. So I think he'd wait a bit just to make sure Daniel's coming behind us. So yeah, he'll hold off.
Okay, then Elias.
Elias heard the gunshot and his fight or flight is switching straight to flight, and I don't think he's thinking clearly, and I think he's like, well, if I can get to Jimmy's shop, I can find something to make this work. I can fix this. I have nothing with me now. So I think hearing that, it kind of, on one hand, jolts him with fear, and on the other hand, it's like making him overthink things. We're going to see how the dice decide. That is one success.
So you are able to make it to Extreme. You now have met up with Emma Jane. You see her rummaging around in the office.
Yeah, like you see her as she's coming back out. There's fucking nothing. I've looked. There's fucking nothing here. We're fucked. And then there was those fucking gunshots. And there's just us two here. So where's Vincent? Huh? Where's Collins?
I don't know. That guy's a fucking liar. I'm sure he's got something hiding here. And because Elias's demeanor about Jimmy has changed completely, because now he's like, well, he could have been completely lying to him about the battery and all this stuff. He very well might have it somewhere. And being familiar with the mechanic shop and knowing where things could be kept, Elias is going to beeline and look at Emma Jane. I think Vincent was behind me. I didn't see Daniel. But we gotta have some kind of fortification between these people. They're just coming at us, and if they got fucking guns, we need something between us and them. Check under the desk. He might have something hiding there.
I've checked under the desk. I've checked everything. There's nothing. We just put on the stupid fucking neurocasters. We just do what they want. That was the easy path, right?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know.
They've got fucking guns. They've got guns.
Yeah, that's why. Lots of people got guns, but
not us though. We don't have guns.
Yeah, but we got a tool shop, and you got someone who's blowing up a drone the size of a building. And Elias is gonna go start finding things to make some sort of leverage and take whatever fuel oils that he knows that a mechanic shop would have, and he's going to attempt to jury rig some kind of explosive.
Oh,
okay.
Fuck.
That's why you're here. So, but it's going to take a stretch of time.
Yeah.
Just like it was to hotwire that car. So it's going to take at least 5 to 10 minutes. That's your quickest time. But like, it's going to take some time.
If you see Vincent coming, just lock the door. Let him in, lock the door.
Daniel, you're going to make a death roll. You roll 4 6-sided dice. This roll cannot be pushed. Each time a 6 is rolled on a death roll, it is counted as a success. So you need at least 3 successes.
Okay.
But if you roll 1s, those are failures.
Oh, man. Making the death roll for Daniel right now.
Let's go.
Looks like 2 successes on the death roll. There was a 1 in there, but I don't know if that counts as a failure.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
So you got 2 and 1.
Wow.
Makes sense.
So when I get back to you, you'll make another.
Okay.
So it's looking good so far. There is hope for Daniel yet. So I'm back to you, Vincent.
All righty.
So you better catch up with us, Daniel, and kind of get his foot back over the fence with one success. So he kind of gets himself over the fence and runs towards the garage.
You run towards the garage. It is chaos in here as everybody's trying to figure something out.
Oh, all right. Daniel, I think he's behind me. What are we doing here? We getting my car up and running, or what in the world? And he'll kind of look at what Elias is doing with the various oils and different flammable materials.
Yeah, no, Elias is trying to get that together and is still looking around to see if there is a battery, if there are wires, if there is an electrical area for anything.
There is no battery. But you can find some electrical wires, yes. You can find some little bits of fuel here, a gas canister and stuff like that. So nuts and bolts, kind of general stuff. But yeah, there is no battery.
Fuck. All right. Daniel wasn't behind you?
I didn't see him. All I heard were those two gunshots. Did you two see anything? Is he okay?
Oh, fucking no.
All right. Well,
they're going to be here any moment, so.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on the door. I'll lock it, but if I see Daniel, I'll let him in.
Yeah.
So you are no longer in a chase sequence, but you do hear a car, like, rushing its way back to Jimmy's.
I'm assuming that's probably Jimmy, so I'll lock the door. He has keys, so I'll jam a chair underneath the handle to give us a couple of seconds.
All right. He's a fucking weirdo, and he's a puppet for this weird-ass swearing priest, but I bet he really loves his shop. He wouldn't want anything bad to happen to this, as Elias's eyes go from alert to like a macabre seriousness as he's looking around and he has all this fuel that he knows is very flammable.
What are you trying to make specifically?
He's trying to make some sort of incendiary bomb. Something that'll start a fire.
With the tools in here specifically, I don't know if you can make a bomb, but the closest you can make is like a Molotov cocktail.
That is perfect. That is exactly what I'm going for. And I'm saying all it takes is for us to pour some gasoline all over the place. Light this fucker up if he doesn't cooperate. I know it's not the easy way, but
yeah, I'll get that started. That's easy enough. And he'll pick up a jerry can, kind of go through the front office, and kind of start splashing that.
Wait! Don't play just yet. Because we are a group. Emma, do you object to this?
Will it get us out of here?
It'll give us leverage. I'll tell you what. I know how to blow shit up. Vince is going to help me out with that. You know how to negotiate with people like Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, but not under fucking situations like this. I mean, I've never done it in this sort of fuck. I mean, oh, fuck. I mean, there's pressure and then there's... Well, I mean...
Hey, this is pressure right now.
I mean, I'm not like you sentry people, you know? I don't...
I'm sorry to put you in this situation.
Kinzo kind of gets a cold look in his eye and just begins pouring while Emma Jane and Elias are talking. But he makes sure it kind of leaks out the door so they can kind of get the smell of gas and understand what's happening inside.
You see Jimmy approaching with his boys. And you, like, on the other side of the window, he says, "You know I got keys, right? Don't do anything stupid. Just open the door.
Just fucking do it. Do it.
Open the door?
No, your plan."
Elias is going to saunter up to the door and looks at Jimmy. "Jimmy, we're both working men. Our place of work can kind of be looked at as like our church in a way. Sorry if that's a little personal to you, but we're in a bad situation here. Now you see here, my associates and I would like to leave. We would like our friend Daniel back, and we'll be on our merry way, and you can think of us as nothing more than a fucking headache. But the longer you make this difficult, you know as well as I do, fire damage is expensive to fix."
And he looks down as, like, a little bit of gasoline has gotten out towards his foot.
"You understand what I'm saying? It didn't have to be this way. Simple hose can wash this out.
I don't...
Or, you might... I'm not sure how Littleville's fire department is efficient or not. You threaten my friends. You threaten me. This is what we gotta do."
He says, I don't take kindly to threats. And while I will miss this place, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make for the church.
Something's very fucked in your head. Something's up with your engine, man.
Open the door and say that to my face like a real man. Or you can hide behind the glass.
There is a... We clarified with Jimmy's place, there is a back door. It was locked the other night. But I imagine if he left the front door unlocked, everything's unlocked at the moment. So Elias is gonna...
He's gonna say, now, you can listen to us and your friend Daniel will be kept safe. Or you can go through with this stupid plan and maybe we'll leave him to bleed out.
Where'd you leave him?
You're not making the demands here, sir.
Elias is fiddling with the thing it is. He's got the little Molotov cocktail, like a sort of small incendiary in his hand. He looks to Vincent and Emma Jane. These people are fucking insane.
Yeah.
I do need you to roll to just see if you're able to make it in time. Like, make the craft Molotov.
Sure.
So that would be your wits plus any type of talent that you think would help. I have
bomber as a talent, which gives me plus +2.
I believe. Yeah. I do have flamethrower maker as a talent.
Offensive barbecue expert.
Wow.
Oh, bruh.
That oh, man. Is,
what was that?
Zero successes. Now, listen here, friends. Do I push this?
Yeah.
Well, the push angel on my shoulder's nervous.
Just let's let the people know how many dice you
I got. Rolled 8d6. I have 6 in wits with +2, and I got no sixes.
It do be like that sometimes.
It do be like that. All this would change is that I just wouldn't have had the time to make this.
Yes.
But we still could have narrative like poured fuel around. We just don't have like a little bomb with us.
We do have a lighter from the motel. And he'll kind of palm that over to Elias.
Then maybe I won't push this. I won't have a bomb ready then. Because I feel like that could really be bad. So I'm going to save a push. But I'm really sad I don't have a bomb. But then I will retcon that it is not a bomb. Little, like, in Molotov in Elias's hand that he's reaching for. It's that red wrench that's always at his side. I open the door. I throw the wrench. We run. We drop the lighter. We go around the back.
All right. I can set it off if you want to throw the wrench.
We go around the back and then where? We try and find Collins to their car.
We try to find Daniel. These fuckers didn't bring their cars with them, so it's probably back in that direction. And if there's a fire, it's gonna cause some chaos. Alright?
Good plan.
Alright.
Nice one.
Alright, let's see how good my throwing arm is.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
He's gonna turn over to Jimmy. Alright. I'll open the door and maybe we'll go talk to your priest about this angel.
I'm gonna need you to roll empathy to try to convince him that this is the
Ooh,
truth.
Okay.
It's gonna go against his wits, so.
Oh my god.
I have rolled 2 successes, and I think that's just... I think the shift in Elias to going to, like, deadly serious, I think there's a bit of intimidation behind him that he wouldn't lie.
Jimmy has 2 in wits, so with the way I've been rolling, he needs 2 successes even to hesitate.
Watch this fucker get 2 successes.
I'm gonna roll. And that sigh of relief from the players is because I only got one success. He looks at you and he nods. Okay. Okay, I'm glad you're seeing reason. Step out.
He's going to open the door a little bit, and as he's opening the door, he's like, you know, there's just one sort of thing I thought about when your priest was talking about an angel. And that's this. There's only one angel I have any interest in talking to, and he ain't your fucking robot angel. And he's going to lob the wrench in his face.
So you lob the wrench. We are now in combat. So you are obviously the aggressor who started it. So you are going first. Go ahead, and that is like an improvised weapon. That
wrench.
Yeah,
I was like, there isn't a specific wrench weapon, but I'm assuming it's improvised.
Yeah. So you you have a plus one as you're throwing that wrench at him. It is a strength roll.
Okay. Let's do this.
Kick his ass.
All right.
Who said that from you?
Sometimes I still hear Daniel's voice.
All right, so that'll make a total of 4d6 I'm rolling for this.
Okay.
That is a success.
I mean, all right.
Not bad. So you lob it at his face. You hear the metal contact with
Bang.
His nose.
Yeah.
You hear a crunch. Jimmy takes 1 point of damage as his nose, like, bursts open with blood, and he's like, oh, like his eyes wide from the pain. That was your one action. You can move now if you want.
Yeah, we're gonna like rally with the hand and book it.
Daniel, we're gonna have you make another death roll.
All right, here we go.
Oh no.
There were zero successes, and there was one in there.
So you are now at 2 failures on the death roll and 2 successes. So the next time you roll, this will be the determining factor on whether Daniel, my God, is dead or not. And we'll see about that backup character. God. Okay.
It's fine.
Everybody has gone. Jimmy has a broken nose. Blood has burst out. And he kind of, like, steps back and tells the others, he's like, go, get him, shoot him. We're going to head back to Daniel as you potentially make your final roll. We'll see right now. You could see, what could happen is you get no ones or sixes. So that's also a possibility. So let's see how it goes.
All right.
Let's make another death roll.
We believe in you.
Oh, let's go.
Yes.
On 4d6, that's 2 successes. I will say there is a 1 in there, but there's 2 sixes to the 1.
Mm-hmm. Dable. Daniel. I was thinking of Stable and Daniel.
That'd be a Daniel.
Daniel is now stabilized. So what happens is that you're still laying there. You still have that wound in your neck, but you can feel that your heart rate is still pumping and that you're not gone yet. But yeah, you do need help. Like, you're still, like, incapacitated.
Daniel.
Like, movement is...
We have to rally him, guys.
Daniel. Daniel, still kind of, like, in this fog, like, lying on the ground, bleeding, but kind of croaks out. Vincent!
You guys are now outside. You're in the back of Jimmy's place. But tensions are still high. You don't know where Jimmy's at or his boys. They just started shooting at you, and they could come around the back. There's only, because, you know, there's only one place you guys could have gone, so.
Well, we gotta figure out what happened to Daniel. They said he's bleeding out.
We gotta fucking move.
Yeah, well, I saw him near that gas station, so I'm heading back there.
Let's go and just start shouting for him. Keep an eye out. Hopefully he's all right.
Well,
probably
I mean,
not shouting. They can't see us, and if we take it slow, we can maybe sneak by.
You guys heard those gunshots, right? We go back to the sound of those.
Yeah.
Well, there's some smoke now, and it's going to just travel out, and It's only a matter of time before that fire gets to more flammable shit in the shop, so we might want to clear a distance as best we can and maybe take advantage of the smoke and fire and potential explosions and maybe take Vincent's direction and maybe be less running and flailing and more creeping and crawling.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a good idea. Let's just stay low, stay quiet.
Okay, so I do need agility rolls from all of you as you're trying to be stealthy this time. You see in the back of Jimmy's place, it's kind of like a wide grassy area. But it does have like large, like old dead yellow grass. It's pretty tall. So if you got down, you could, like on your stomach, so you could potentially hide in there. I also need someone to roll for Rhonda because you do have a dog with you who has a dog brain and...
Gotcha.
And it doesn't sound like she has military training. Okay.
You didn't put that in her background?
I mean, we tried to learn a few tricks, but she know how to play dead, but that doesn't really help you.
So, Vincent, yep. I'm going to need you to roll agility. You're trying to be sneaky.
So, he gets down, and he realizes as he gets down, he looks over at Rhonda, and she's very bright orange, and he looks at himself, and he just... He can see that as he kind of clumps down, he's making a lot of movement in the tall grass, and it's not going to work. Zero successes.
No pushing?
I would like to save it. That's the bad thing.
Okay.
So he...
Okay, so I'm going to need... Roll for Rhonda. Is she with you now instead of Emma Jane?
I don't have Rhonda's stats, but how many dice should I roll for her?
Just say two D6 all right. for her little dog agility.
One success. No successes. I don't know why it pulled up. It pulled up the sign that it was a success, but
that's
no
why
successes.
I
so I feel like he's trying to wrangling her in, and it's making a commotion.
Oh, no.
Rhonda is giving you guys away 100%. Like, she is freaking out from the gunshots, from the fire and the smoke. She's not used to this at all. So you hear her, like, it's a mix between, like, barking aggressively, whining. It's clear that you guys are back here. I mean, two of you guys can still roll agility to be stealthy. Rhonda's just, like, an alarm that's going off.
What if we roll really well?
So, what do you guys want to do?
Can we calm her down? If we roll, like, so well?
I like where your mind is at, and I will accept that bargain. You need three successes.
Between the two of us or each?
Whoever's trying to calm her down. You can use empathy to try to calm her down.
That is not my stat.
I'll do it. We've bonded, Roger and I. Okay. Shall I roll first? I'll tell you how I want to try and calm her down.
How you want to calm her down?
So, like, crouched in the grass, Emma Jane will kind of, sort of, like, kneel down next to Rhonda, and, like, I imagine Rhonda sort of, like, jerking her head and stuff. So Emma Jane will sort of, like, rub on the side of her neck and, like, put her hand on the other side of her face and then, like, sort of, like, scrunch up her face and stuff. And, like, sort of give her, like, like scrunches and pats and that kind of thing. Just so, like, she has something else to, like, focus on and that sort of thing.
Let's go.
No way.
Bow to the queen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
amazing.
Three successes.
I think.
Oh my god, this would be crazy. If this was visual right now, people just saw my.
I was about to say, I think Maya short
circuited. All of us.
Like, yeah, I think Maya short circuited for a second.
This doesn't happen to me ever.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
good
god.
Good job, MJ.
So stealth is back on the cards, guys. Everybody get down.
So, Emma Jane, that was just to calm down the dog, and it worked. Oh my god.
Incredible.
You still need to roll for yourself. Roll agility to be sneaky yourself now.
No, I've come too far. I'm pushing.
Do it.
There we go. It's fine. I'll lose a hope for it. That's fine.
Explain what just happened.
Yes, sorry. So I had one success and one failure.
So Rhonda is calm as you guys are like both on your belly, laying down. Your arm is on her back, and she's very quiet now, extremely quiet. Almost like you rolled 3 successes and Doc's not even there anymore. Vincent. Or no, Elias.
Oh boy. I gotta follow that.
Okay. You will be pushing if you don't pass first time.
It is agility, right? Or wits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agility.
All right, let's do this. Let's go. Okay, okay. That is a failure, but I am going to push it. Oh, motherfucker.
What happened?
I think what happens here...
Well, first explain mechanically.
So I failed. I pushed, and then I failed again and lost one hope. Elias was not aware of what it would look like to essentially destroy a car repair shop. I think he was in the moment, and I think as he's getting towards where the others are and he sees them hiding and stuff, he turns around to see if they're being followed, and he just, for like half a second, and then it becomes a very long several seconds, and he looks at this shop on fire that he just thinks about his entire life, that he has blown up so many things in his life, and the one thing he cares about is his shop, and he just, like, it harkens back to, like, when he had a moment with Jimmy, thinking that, you know, it's like working with Wayne again, and now he sees he has confronted Wayne, he's confronted Jimmy, Jesus, and he's blown up a shop on a whim, just thinking quickly and just thinking emotionally. And yeah, I think he's just staring at the fire for a little too long and lost in that moment, remembering other things that he's blown up that have cost life.
As you're looking into that fire, and we can see it in the reflection of your eye, and the flashbacks of similar moments in your past are just flashing into your mind, we hear a truck start up and drive off down the street. We hear a set of boots, 2 sets of boots, making their way around back. And you hear, okay, remember what Jimmy said. They probably ran around here in the back in the field somewhere. You go up left and I'll take the right. And you hear them both split apart. Elias, you failed your agility roll to be stealthy. You pushed, and that failed as well. The man who was walking on the right sees your shirt. Get up. Now. But he only sees you. He doesn't see everybody else.
Do I see... I'm, like, cuddled down and I see them. I'm gonna make, like, eye contact, kind of, like, nudge, like, kind of move while I'll get up. And
Vincent will give a slight nod and kind of push Rhonda a bit to get her to crawl forward. So we kind of head in the direction of where we last saw Daniel.
Tell us where your friend is.
Elias is gonna, like, make eye contact with the two of them, kind of give that slow nod. You can both also see, like, that dire look in his eyes is gone, and it's now a lot more, like, vulnerable and sunken and crestfallen. So he stands back up. He puts his hands up. And he looks at the guy. I'm sorry. The smoke's in my fucking eyes. What'd you say?
Where are the rest of your friends?
We all just fucking ran. I'm not sure. You see all the fucking smoke, man? We were fucking running. I'm pretty sure you were shooting at me. So I apologize if I didn't keep eye contact with everything around me other than you.
I don't believe you.
That's fine with me. I don't believe you either.
I holds up the gun to your forehead. You're gonna tell us where they are, or I shoot you point blank in the head right now. I don't give a damn about you, and we'll find them eventually.
Is this what your angel wants?
The angel wants us to protect the town. Keep outsiders out.
Well, we were trying to leave, and you just wouldn't let us. Don't make much sense, Cecile, as there's some holes in your doctrines. But I must respect your zeal and your drive. I haven't met people in a long time who would give up just everything for something like that.
He cocks the gun.
This is the second time Elias has had a gun in his face.
What does Elias do? Is this guy, like, does he look like he's... I guess the look in his face, he will do this if I don't. I'm trying to get a read on him.
This guy is like a young kid. Not like a kid like under 18, but he looks maybe early 20s. And he just looks at you and he says, I gotta listen to Jimmy. He respects the angel. He respects Father Marcos.
What's your name?
Don't worry about my name.
My name's Elias Bonney.
I don't care. I don't care.
I run a shop down in Austin, Texas. And I can tell right now that...
I don't care, mister.
Have you ever killed someone?
My mama runs a shop, too. I don't care about that.
And would your mama think if you were a killer? What would happen if you had to go tell your mama you killed someone? Would she look you in the eye again? Listen. You can just shoot the gun up in the air, and we will run off. You could say you killed us, whatever. But trust me, I could tell looking in your eye you have never taken a life before and you don't really want to. But I...
Well, I could. I would do it for the angel.
Listen. The angel? I don't know much about it, but I do know about family. My family's gonna last longer than that angel.
And his hand, you can see like the finger... on the trigger, and it's going like slowly. I need you two who can hear what's going on. Do you guys do anything or just listen? Because the other guy is still searching around. This kind of young kid is the one that found Elias.
Emma, do you want to go ahead? I'll see if I can help Elias here. And Vincent kind of backtrack through the grass and see if he can maybe get through the smoke in a behind this younger fella.
Yeah. You're able to... He's distracted by Elias. You're able to get up and stand behind him. He's not focused on you. He's listening to Elias.
I want to see if I can quickly put my finger into where the hammer would connect. So if... Like, I can stop it from going off and try to swat the gun away.
Okay. Yes, that will be a strength roll.
All right.
Okay.
Do it.
No successes, but, you know, he's gonna push this roll. And he loses that one hope. So, as he kind of gets up there, he kind of recognizes a little bit of, kind of looks at him, and it kind of reminds him of his brother a bit when he was younger. So he kind of gets to shaking, and so he might have... You can probably see, he, like, reaches over, but he's definitely hesitating too much.
As soon as, like, he feels your hand, like, it touches his, he, like, whips around and is now in front of both of you guys, and the gun's going back and forth to you two. He goes, hey!
Calm down.
I will do... No, I will do what the angel tells me to do. I will follow what the angel says.
Who's more important to you, your angel or your mama?
She doesn't understand.
Yeah, but who's been with you longer?
Jimmy understands. Father Marcos understands.
Jimmy ain't your fucking family. Your mama is your family. And she's who you're going to have to answer to, not some angel.
And I'm going to need you to roll empathy. If you fail this empathy roll, he's going to shoot.
That makes sense. I asked for it.
At the mention of his mother, you hear him falter a little bit. You get a +1 to your empathy roll.
Let's go.
Oh, hey. My God.
Ooh-wee, the stressful rolls just keep on coming, but that is one success, and I think because Elias is also getting choked up talking about someone's mom, that this kind of feels genuine, I think might maybe breaks through a little bit. Let me tell you what, I wish every day I could talk to my mama and tell her I'm sorry for all the things I've done, but I can't. You still can do that.
This angel ain't worth losing the one most important person in your life.
You see him put the gun down. He said, I can't go back to her after everything that I've done and said to her.
Listen, family will always forgive.
You guys are all talking. The other man in the field has seen you guys now. He doesn't see Emma Jane or the dog, but he does see you guys. And he goes, hey, where's your gun? You found him. And his hands are up. He yells at you guys, hands up now. And the gun is still at this kid's feet. He goes, he picks it back up. He goes, my name is Jorge. And if you can get me back to my mama, I'll help you. I'll help you.
All right. All right. Let's do this, all right? He's going to look over to Vincent.
Well, Vincent's visibly shaken. He's at zero hope right now.
Oh, no.
All that Lys has been telling this kid is just hitting him mostly. Yeah, family. Yeah, and he kind of rubs at his face a bit. And he's kind of...
Oh, I didn't know that you were at zero.
Yeah, I'm at zero, so he's broken down. There's not a lot. It's almost like he's looking past Elias and Jorge a bit. He kind of feels the Nurine canister in his pocket. He's got a far-off gaze and kind of slumps against the wall a bit, as if he just doesn't know where to go from here.
You are incapacitated in your own way, but it's mental. You can't take any actions. You can kind of walk around... You can talk, but you need to get your hope up. You can't do anything beyond that.
Yeah.
So Jorge says, okay, I'm gonna act like I'm taking you in, okay? Right. And then, just follow my lead.
All right, let me grab my friend here, and we'll do that, all right? Thank you, Jorge.
He says, Benny, it's all fine, I got him. I'm gonna take him in. Benny's like, what are you talking about, Jorge? That wasn't the plan. He says, no, Jimmy. And you see he's hesitating a little bit. Jimmy said I could, if I found him, I could take him in to the front of his shop. And he goes, what are you? And then Jorge shoots at him. So I'm going to roll for Jorge.
Oh, my God. Shoot. This is where we want you to succeed.
Yes, it is, I bet. And now you guys want to cheer for me. Okay, he's rolling 66.
He's been at the gun range.
Yes!
Let's go.
He got one success. That's only two damage. This guy has four health, so he's still up. But he just got like shot in the arm. He goes, God damn it, Ori, what are you doing? Now it's up to you guys. What do you do?
How far away is this guy?
He is about short distance away from you guys.
Fuck it, Elias. He's going to take a look at Vincent for a second, but sees the emotion of the moment and can see that Jorge is shaken. And still doesn't want Jorge to have to kill someone. And otherwise, it kind of undoes everything he was just saying. So he's going to go run and tackle Righty.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Try
That's
to take
your
that
mo- action.
I'm gonna move and try to tackle him because there's a moment here where,
yep.
I imagine he doesn't know what the heck's going on. His own guy just shot him, so I'm assuming that's just enough time for me to run and football tackle him.
Nice. So you have an advantage because he is confused by Jorge shooting him. So you have a +1 to your agility as you're trying to rush at him and tackle him.
Okay, +1. I will never refuse a bonus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That is one success as Elias ducks down a little bit and rushes in and looks to sort of like shoulder him in the stomach and pin him to the ground.
You're able to successfully pin him to the ground. He's going to fight back or stand tall. So that's his role. But just like you guys, he won't have an action next time. So you guys are kind of like grappling each other right now. So I'm going to roll strength for this guy.
Do it.
Got shot. Let's see if he can get out of this. You guys are like wrestling right now. He's trying to get out of it.
Okay.
It was one success versus one success. You are still able to push. If you do not, he's able to get out of it.
Fuck it. We gotta.
If you get a success from the push.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. So that is one more success from pushing. As I
you're
think...
Able to, yeah, you're able to hold him down. So he's still pinned. We're going to cut to Jimmy in his car. He has a broken nose, bloodied, and a massive migraine coming in. And it's hard for him to see. You hit him real hard with that wrench. And he is struggling. He's like trying to get the keys in the car. He's like, God damn it. God damn it. Gotta find the bastard. He's muttering to himself. We're going to cut back to Emma Jane and Rhonda. What do? You hear the kerfuffle? Daniel, you're still down. You still need someone to come and rally you.
Throughout all of this, like as soon as Vincent told her to, she has been beelining for Daniel. Obviously, it's been a while since those gunshots have gone off.
Okay, you're trying to find Daniel, so I need a wits roll to see if you can accurately find him to make the right turns.
I hope so.
But you're following the... Okay, also, you're following the sound.
Let's see those three successes again.
We believe in you.
Three successes. Just roll three successes again.
Easy. So no successes, but that's fine. I'm just going to push them. How many was it? Four, wasn't it? Never mind. I still didn't get any successes.
Oh.
I still didn't get any.
And you also got a one, so you lose one hope, so reduce your hope down to two.
I didn't even see that. Oh, no.
You are struggling to find Daniel. You, like, chase... You're trying to, you know, retrace your footsteps, go in the direction of the bullets and the gunshots, and you can't find him. I guess we head back to Elias. You're struggling with the guy. It's back to your move. He lost his move, so it's up to you what to do. He has two health.
Two health. He's gonna shout. I think he knows Vincent's out of it. Oh, jeez. Well,
sorry. It's not your turn. Jorge's gonna go. Vincent can't do anything because he has no hope.
Nope.
He's gonna say, "I'm gonna shoot him. I'm gonna help you. You guys are gonna help me get back to my mama."
Wait.
I'm gonna
just he don't need to die. Just knock him, hit him, and step on his head and just kick him, knock him out. We don't gotta kill him. You don't want that blood on you.
But if he gets up, he's gonna come after us. He's gonna kill us.
That's why you're gonna kick him, and we're gonna take his gun.
Right. Okay. Yeah, he's going to kick him. So, let's see. You're holding down his head.
Yep.
So, you're helping him out. He's going to roll 5d6.
Yeah.
Let's go.
He got one success. Hey. As he kicks the guy he called Benny in the head, and Benny immediately lights out. And his head lobs to the side. And Jorge's like, okay.
All right.
We have to go now, because when he wakes up, we just have to go. Let's go.
All right, let me just get... I'm going to take his gun.
Okay.
I'm going to search him for, like, if he has car keys, if he has money. If he has a knife or something, I'm going to search him.
Okay.
What's he got?
He has the handgun. He has 30 bucks on him.
All right, let me go get my friend Vincent. And we're going to go see... Going to find my friend Emma and Daniel.
What's wrong with him? What? And he's like waving in front of Vincent's face. You guys can see that he's kind of just like very much out of it because of like the broken nose.
Jorge, go get Jimmy's keys from him.
He won't listen to me. He won't.
You point a gun at him, he will.
He has a gun too. If I just go by myself, he won't listen.
We'll come with you.
Okay.
I got my gun. We got Vincent. Don't worry. We'll get through this.
All right. Okay, let's go.
I'm going to grab, like, shoulder Vincent, like, get a... Be like, all right, come on.
Vincent's kind of muttering himself, like, what was I going to do?
Buddy.
As he kind of looks down at his hand.
Buddy, we got to move.
Yeah. Lead the way.
And you guys walk over to Jimmy's truck. Jimmy's, like, trying to hold, like, his head is tilted back, like, holding his nose. And you see him still fumbling. Jorge just goes to immediately, like, open up the car door, and he screams at Jimmy, "Get out!" And his voice is shaking, "Get out now!" And he has a gun pointing at his head. I don't want to shoot you, but I will. And then Jimmy just kind of turning around,
Elias will also be pointing a gun, saying, better do what he says.
And you seem like kind of working his jaw a little bit. You really want to do this, boy?
He don't got an answer to you. You ain't his family. I can sure as hell tell you ain't his friend. Back away from the vehicle, drop your keys, drop your gun.
He's looking at Jorge. He says, everything we worked for, with Father Marcos, with the church, with the angel, you know you're giving it all of it up, son.
He don't need no angel to tell him what's right and wrong.
And then Jorge just says, I'm going back to my mama. Just get out, Jimmy.
You want outsiders out of here? We'll get out of here. And all you'll have for your trouble is that busted nose, but...
One hand goes up. You're gonna regret this, boy. And he steps out of the car. And he backs away. He has one hand up. Keys are still in the truck.
All right, you're gonna... We're gonna walk you to put both your hands on the wall. And I think if you get the fire station or whatever you got here in time, you could probably save your shop.
He still has the gun on
it. Only in the office.
Still has his gun on his hip.
Gonna drop that gun.
One hand still on the broken nose. Takes the gun, pulls it out, and he drops it off to the side.
All right.
Starts to walk forward. Hand still up.
Jorge, you and Vincent get in the car. I'll keep an eye on Jimmy here.
He just holds on to Vincent. Just get in the car, friend. He opens like the back door of the truck for you and Rhonda's not here, but for you.
I'm sorry. Sorry. And he'll get in the passenger side.
Elias is slowly going to pick up Jimmy's gun while keeping his eyes and his gun tracked on Jimmy. Now, you're going to turn around, put both your hands on the wall.
He follows your instruction.
All right. Put some ice on your nose there. You'll heal upright. Might be a little bit of a crack there, but nose is healed.
Based on what I saw from that car I checked earlier, you should worry about who's in your camp rather than who's in mine. And he keeps walking.
Elias is going to watch him walk and slowly backtrack towards the car. Just for a note, is my wrench on the ground somewhere?
It is, yeah. He didn't pick it up.
Elias will pick it up.
Okay.
And he'll get into the back seat and say to Jorge, all right, we got to go get our friend Daniel first. Do you know where he was?
Yeah, I know where he's at, but we have to get my mama too. We don't have time.
All right, your mama's right down the road, right?
Yeah, liquor store. Ramona is her name.
All right, fuck. We don't have Emma. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to swing get your mama, or we're going to double back. We have to get back to Daniel and Emma Jane, okay?
Okay.
Vincent, eyes up, man.
Vincent will kind of have that neuron canister in his hand. He's shaking. He's just looking at his reflection. He's kind of out of it.
The fuck you holding, man? Dude, I need your head out of your ass right now.
What? I don't know if it was worth it.
That shit never fucking is. Come on. Right now, I need the unsinkable Vincent, not the sorry sack Vincent. Come on. And we gotta go get Rhonda, all right? Yeah. Come on. Sorry I'm yelling.
Jorge says, we have to go before Father Marcos comes with the Archangel.
Thanks for listening to the Electric State Operation Firewall. I'm Maia, the game master and narrator for the series. This story features Meg as Emma Jane, Michael as Elias, Arcturus as Vincent, and Todd as Daniel. Please subscribe, leave a review, or even drop a comment if you're feeling generous. It helps out more than you know. We'll see you next time on the road.
I'm sorry. What? What do you mean? And the Archangel.
What do you mean?
Hello?
Hello?
Eli's like, God damn it, Vincent.
Did you hear that? We got an angel after us now, too.
And I heard they're pretty strong. Let's go.
Daniel's just lying on the ground like, hello?
Anybody?
Yeah.